From Spark and Anvil and Mintforge, this is Urn, in Chapter 1 of the Mintforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
A student was staring at an empty allowance jar, stumped by a question that seemed simple. "I want to buy a thing," she said, "but the jar's empty. So where does money even come from? Do I just wait for it to appear?" "It appears when you do something useful for someone else," said Urn, who was an ant, small, tireless, forever carrying something heavier than herself. "That's the whole secret of income. Money isn't magic, and it isn't luck, mostly. It's a trade. You give someone your time, your effort, a thing you made, a problem you solved, and they give you money for it, because it was worth something to them." The student frowned. "So to get money, I have to work?" "To earn it, yes," Urn said, setting down her load. "There are other ways money comes to you. A gift, an allowance, help from your family. And those are real and good too. But earning is the one you make happen yourself. You find something useful you can do, you do it well, and the value you gave comes back to you as money. Rake the leaves, fix the wobbly shelf, sell the bracelets you braid. Someone needed it. You did it. That's income."
Urn had learned the dignity of work young, and it had shaped how she saw everyone. Her colony built the whole underground market, the tunnels, the storerooms, the little stalls, and every ant carried her share. Small Urn once decided some jobs were grander than others. The ant who designed the tunnels was surely worth more than the ant who just hauled the dirt. Old Penny, the mentor who ran the market, overheard her. "Watch what happens if the haulers stop," Penny said mildly. And for one day, the haulers rested, and the grand designs went nowhere, because no dirt moved, and nothing got built. "The designer needs the hauler, needs the digger, needs the cook," Penny said. "Take any one away, and the market falls. Some jobs pay more coins than others, and that's a real thing to understand. But never once mistake coins for worth. Every ant doing honest work is holding up the whole colony, and every one of them deserves respect." Small Urn held that. The pay can differ. The dignity of honest work never does.
She walked into Mint Forge grown, still carrying something, and Penny met her at the market gate. Instead of a quiz, Penny pointed at three ants at work, one selling bread, one mending shoes, one sweeping the market floor, and asked, "How does each one earn, and which one's work matters?" Urn didn't hesitate. The baker earns by making bread people need. The cobbler earns by fixing shoes people can't fix themselves. The sweeper earns by keeping the market clean enough that anyone comes at all. She looked at Penny steadily. They earn different amounts, but every single one is doing something useful someone will pay for, and the market needs all three. There's no such thing as work that's beneath respect. Penny nodded slowly. "Most young ones think earning is about being clever or lucky," she said. "You understood it's about being useful, and that useful comes in 100 honest shapes. Stay, you've got the heart of it."
Weeks later, that same student stood at a little table, unsure how to fill her empty jar. "Watch how you turn effort into income," Urn said warmly, hoisting a crumb. "First, what can you do that someone needs? You braid friendship bracelets, and other kids want them. That's your useful thing." She set the crumb down. "Now you make them well, because sloppy work is worth less, and careful work is worth more. Then you trade. A bracelet for some coins, fair price on both sides. The value you gave, a nice bracelet someone wanted, comes back to you as money in the jar." The student brightened. "So, I don't wait for money. I make it by making something useful." "That's exactly it," Urn said. "And notice," she grew gentle, "your bracelets aren't less real income than someone's fancy job, and they're not more real either. It's all the same honest trade. Useful thing, fair pay. A kid braiding bracelets and a grown-up building bridges are doing the same deep thing, giving value, getting value back." She caught the student about to feel small about just bracelets. "Never let anyone tell you your honest work is beneath them.
Big job, small job, the dignity is identical. The student picked up her half-finished bracelet with new respect for it. So earning is just being useful to someone on purpose and being paid for it? Now you've got it, Earn said. Find the useful thing. Do it well. That's where money comes from. Your own two hands.
The student finished a batch of bracelets, sold a few at the school fair, and watched the first coins clink into her empty jar. Coins she'd made, not waited for. There was a small, settled feeling in her chest, the quiet pride of having been genuinely useful. Earn hoisted her crumb again and marched off, tireless and content. The satisfaction of a creature who'd spent her life knowing that honest work, of every kind, holds the whole colony up. Somewhere in the memory of it, a day of resting haulers proved that no useful job is ever small. Money comes from being useful to someone, on purpose, she said, over her shoulder. Every honest job has worth, and every worker deserves respect. That's the true part. That's the part worth carrying.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to earn. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.